Today, we will read Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 17. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to us. Lord, help us understand more about who you are and how that affects our lives, what you would want us to do, how we should live according to your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 17. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed, because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, "I beheaded John. Who, then, is this I hear such things about?" And he tried to see him. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. All right. In today's reading, we see Jesus send out the 12 disciples, the ones who are closest to him. He sends them out to go into the surrounding countryside, into the villages that he has not been to. And he gives them the job of telling people about him, of preaching, of proclaiming the good news about him. Now, as he sends them out, there are a couple things. First of all, he gives them power and authority. He is the one that has authority. He is the one that has the power. But he gives it to them as his servants. In today's world, we must remember that our authority, our strength, our power comes from Jesus. It does not come from us being great people. It does not come from the good things that we have done. It doesn't come from studying and learning many things. No, our authority comes from God. It's interesting also who he sends out. He sends out the 12. Now, as we know about them, we know that these are not men who have been to a special school to learn about how to share God's word. They are not special men who have lots of experience. Instead, they are fishermen. There is a tax collector among them. They're not necessarily the people that you would expect to be sent out teaching and preaching. But they do have something important. They have personally spent time with Jesus. They have spent time with him. They have listened to his teaching. They have learned from him. He has taught them and trained them. In the same way, we must spend time with Jesus. As we spend time with him, he teaches us. And then he calls us to go out and share the good news with those around us, with our family, with our friends. Now, the next thing is that he tells them how to go. And they have to go depending completely on him and on God to provide for them. And God provides through them for them through other people. But they are not supposed to take extra things with them. No money, no bag, no extra clothes, no food. They have to go and depend on other people to take care of them. But ultimately, they are trusting God, that God will provide for them through people, that God will put in the heart of people the desire to take care of them. This would be difficult for me. But this is what sometimes some people are called to do. And this is what they were called to do. But so often we want to take care of ourselves. We want to make sure that we have everything that we need. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I think even in our lives, we need to learn to depend on God. That God will provide. God will give as we have needs. Now, if I take this and turn it around, it also reminds me that sometimes God might use me to provide for people who are doing his work. That just like I need to trust God to provide for me when I am following him and doing what he tells me to do, God may have me be one of those people that he provides through. Just like here, the disciples would enter a house and stay there, and the people there at the house would take care of them. He may be calling us to go and trust him, or to give and be used by him to take care of his workers. And so the disciples went out. And they shared the good news all over, from village to village. And they healed many people. They were able to put into practice all that they were learning from Jesus. Now, Herod, the king, hears about this. And he starts to get worried. Who is this guy? He had already killed John the Baptist. He had had him beheaded because John had spoken against Herod and had said that Herod was wrong when Herod took his brother Philip's wife to be his own wife. And so John had spoken against him, and Herod didn't like that. And so Herod had eventually killed John the Baptist. And now here is Jesus coming up, and all the people are getting excited about Jesus, just as they had gotten excited about John the Baptist. So he is worried, and he is concerned about Jesus. Sometimes people may not necessarily like what God is doing. They may get nervous or worried that it's going to be a problem for them. Not everybody receives the word of God and wants to hear and follow him. Finally, in today's reading, we see the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Now, it happens that once the disciples, the apostles, return, they tell Jesus what's happened, and he takes them to get away, to have a rest, to get away, to privately talk and discuss and learn about what had happened and what they had experienced. But a large crowd follows him, and he sees the crowd and has compassion on them. And so he teaches the crowd, he heals them, and it gets late in the day. And the disciples say, okay, it's time for the people to go home. They need to go home. It's time for them to go home and eat. And he says, why don't you feed them? You give them something to eat. And they're shocked. They say, what? There's 5,000 people. We've got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That's not going to be enough for everybody. And so he says, have the people sit down. So all the people sit down. Jesus breaks the bread and the fish into pieces and has his disciples distribute it. And he does a miracle. He takes the little bit that they have and he multiplies it. And he uses it to feed everyone. There are about 5,000 men there. That doesn't include the women and the children. And so there are thousands of people. But Jesus provides for them. In the same way Jesus can provide for us, he can do incredible things in our lives. He is able to provide when we have needs. We need to learn to trust him. We need to learn to trust him. Now, another thing that I notice here is that the disciples had only a little bit. If they had tried to feed the people with their little bit of food by themselves, they probably would have been able to feed 3, 4, at most 5 people. Maybe 10. I don't know how big their loaves of bread were. They would have been able to feed a few people. But when they gave what they had to Jesus, and Jesus got involved, they were able to feed over 5,000 people with just a little bit. You see, Jesus has the power of God. He is able to do with the little bit that we have. He is able to take it and use it in incredible ways. I need to trust Jesus. I need to follow him and trust that he will take the little that I have and use it in incredible ways. As I look back at today's reading, the thing that stands out most is trusting Jesus and then going out and sharing. That God, I think, also calls us, as he called the disciples, to share the good news with those around us, and to trust God to take care of us, to provide for us, and to go, and to obey and follow God. Lord, I pray that you would show us how we can share your word with others, and lead them to know and love you. Lord, help us to trust you, that as we have needs, knowing that you will provide for us. Lord, help us to trust you and know that if you have given us resources, that we need to share them with others. Share them with people who are doing your work. Share them with people that we are serving, as the disciples shared their 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Lord, that we need to, that you might be using us and our resources to provide for others. And so help us to be generous and to allow you to take it and use it in great ways to bless others. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.